producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the third hour. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to get into the open public conspiracy against your fertility, how to fight back against it with Dr. Group. We'll also continue with your phone calls. But since I mentioned the way that America is exceptionally collapsing, let's go over this report. Number one, according to a brand new report that was released by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the United States has the fattest population in the entire industrialized world by a wide margin. Number two, the same report from the OECD also found that we are number one in child obesity. In fact, at 38%, our rate of childhood obesity is even higher than our overall rate of obesity. Number three, according to USA Today, the obesity rate in the United States has more than doubled over the last 25 years. Number four, the Washington Post has reported that Americans spend an average of 293 minutes a day watching television, which is the most in the world by a wide margin. And as I have discussed previously, more than 90% of the programming we absorb is created by just six enormously powerful media corporations. Number five, one study found that the average American spends more than 10 hours a day using some sort of electronic device. That's on top of the TV. Number six, by the time an American child reaches the age of 18, the child will have seen approximately 40,000 murders on television. Number seven, the average young American will spend 10,000 hours playing video games before the age of 21. Number eight, out of 22 countries studied by the Educational Testing Service, Americans were dead last in tech proficiency, dead last in numerous and other two countries performed worse than us when it came to literacy proficiency. Number nine, in more than half of U.S. states, the highest paid public employees is the state football coach. Number 10, the percentage of wealth owned by middle class adults is lower in North America than it is anywhere else in the world. Number 11, almost half of Americans, 47%, do not put a single penny out of their paychecks into savings. Number 12, it turns out that Americans are very good at locking people away in prison. At 716 per 100,000 members of the population, the United States has the highest incarceration rate on the entire planet by a very wide margin. Number 13, approximately one-fourth of the entire global prison population is in the United States. Number 14, in 2014, police in the United States killed 1,100 people. During that same time, police in Canada killed 14 people. Police in China killed 12 people. And police in Germany didn't kill anyone at all. Number 15, one recently published study found that one out of every six young Americans has stolen something during the last year. Number 16, there are more car thefts in the United States than anywhere else in the world by far. There's links to all this. Number 17, according to Fox News, approximately 70% of married men in the United States admit to having cheated on their wives. Number 18, Americans spend far more time on health care and far more on health care than else in the world, and yet we only rank 26 in life expectancy, and our entire health care system has been transformed into a giant money-making scam. Number 19, according to a study conducted by the Mayo Clinic, nearly 70% of all Americans are at least one prescription drug, and an astounding 20% of Americans are at least five prescription drugs. 20%, this is 20, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 31% of all food in the United States gets wasted. In case you were wondering, that amounts to approximately 133 billion pounds of food a year. Number 21, in 2013, women earned 60% of all bachelor's degrees that were awarded in the year of the United States. Number 22, a survey conducted by the Barna Group discovered that 77% of Christian men in America in the 18 to 30s old age bracket view pornography at least monthly. 23%. There are more than 4 million adult websites on the internet, and they get more traffic than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined. Number 24, 70% of Americans do not feel engaged or inspired at their jobs. You know, this is a pretty good list of the stuff we're doing bad, but how about we lead the world in autism? How about we lead the world in breast cancer? How about we lead the world in neurological disorders? How about we lead the world in narcotics consumption? We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
New report out. This is the London Guardian. Christianity under global threat due to persecution, says report. In places like North Korea, China, but also at the hands of radical Muslims. But when Christians get put to death by the tens of thousands a year, just the Middle East and North Africa alone, you don't hear a word out of the left. And even the UN's own report earlier this year admitted that persecution against Christians has doubled in the last 5 years. And that Christians now are more persecuted than all other groups combined. Combined. And you turn on the news, you can see the persecution of Christianity. And they persecuted it more than just attacking it. And they've been taxing it. They've been regulating it. They've been harassing it. They've been IRSing it. But more importantly, they've been coming in through the World Council, the National Council of Churches, and the ecumenical movement, and turning the Catholic Church, Protestant Church, you name it, into social engineers. into globalist behavioral modification experts. And if the public would just wake up to the fact that you are under psychological warfare attack, I mean, it's been going on for a long time. But they've now admitted it, and they admit it's domestically run by the Central Intelligence Agency. That's right. They estimate 80% of all acts of religious discrimination in the world were against Christians. Now, continuing, you have to ask yourself, why is that? Because the UN doesn't care about other religions. They want to keep those going. They don't like Christianity. And it's because real Christianity cares about the individual, cares about the soul, cares about the unborn. Real Christianity ended slavery. Real Christianity tried to empower people. I grew up a Christian, had a relationship with Christ. I've been born again since I was about 5-6 years old. But I questioned my faith, not intensely, but I did let people question it. I did research it maybe when I was 18, 19 years old. But then in a worldly way, researching how things really work, I discovered the globalists are heavily into the dark side of the occult. I've never met a globalist that was an atheist. And they're all very superstitious, very religious, and they all are into what you'd call classical Western black magic. And you can say, well, what is that? Humans are incredibly powerful. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago is now reality. Look at how far we've come from caves and sticks and stones to today, and then ask yourself how much further we could go. We've already traveled the equivalent of thousands of light years up the developmental chain. The next jumps are going to be limitless. And so that's the big crown. That's the brass ring. That's the ultimate goal of the globalist, is to attain that race to the singularity and to not let the profane, the uninitiated, cross into that new level. And so while we're obese, while we're watching football, and while we're in this fake, plastic, artificial TV culture, and while men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and while the society unravels, the social engineers are there laughing. The minute people realize this engineering is going on, the minute people are aware of the attack, we're designed to respond to it and overcome it and deal with it. But they've gotten people in an arrested development, unconscious, insecure mode, where people are extremely lazy. And they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed. It's fulfilling to be involved. It's fulfilling to know what you're talking about. It's also monetarily successful. It's culturally successful. I can tell you, rich and powerful people, successful people, honorable people, cool people, want to be around other thinkers. And they want to build up other people. The general public thinks if somebody else gets ahead, they're behind. And the elite think that too. And the top elite have succeeded in turning the general public into something very akin to them. And it's a very explosive combination when it begins to unravel, and it is unraveling now, and it's designed to unravel and rot and slowly collapse into the new system. And then out of that comes the false New Atlantis that the elite are building all around us with our treasure, our name, our blood, our ingenuity, our minds, our creativity. When the truth is, the United States of America, according to the founding fathers and Francis Bacon and all those that came before him, is the New Atlantis. That's why we lead the world. And we've been captured by a spirit of evil that wants to use us to take over the world while destroying us. We're having our birthright to be the New Atlantis stolen from us. Your birthright. Robbed from you and your family as we disintegrate. The reality is so big, so beautiful, so compelling that you could join the fight against dehumanization. You could be part of truly building a powerful world. And a lot of you are part of that. But you've got to realize your greater destiny and just how amazing you are. And to do that, you've got to understand and do what I've done the last 5 years, and I'm certainly not perfect, but I've lost nearly 70 pounds. I don't even tell you guys I was going to do this, but you can pull up the before and after photos. I haven't taken a photo in like 3-4 months. I've lost even more weight. I now, standing up straight, have a six-pack with a tiny bit of fat. I mean, my belly is 95% gone. It was huge. I had like 30 pounds of fat, 40 pounds just on my belly. And I've done it by same amount of exercise I was, just getting healthy, not eating GMO, taking supplements. And that's why Dr. Group joins us right now to talk about the move, the war against our fertility. And again, what we're showing is just me earlier this year and then 45 days later. I'd already lost like 60 pounds there. I just lost another 7 or 8 by the end of that 1 month. You can pull up, you know, shots of me 3 years ago, 4 years ago at Bilderberg in England. That's where I got my fattest, about 280. But I'm digressing. I'm going to skip this network break. We're going to Dr. Group of the Global Healing Center, one of the main formulators and designers of a lot of the products. This is not an infomercial today. We're going to plug a few things. The Super Mail is in the truck. It's you can order it now. It's basically back in. It gets here Monday. So when I get that first, it's back in. But he's here to talk about this because I said, what is the most important thing in the world? He said, the attack on the human species. It is scientific. You're absolutely right. Here's the London Telegraph. Why is male fertility so under-researched? The problem with conventional medicine, treatment of menstrual symptoms and female infertility, declining male fertility rates due to excess chemical exposure, research shows, Fox News, scientists grow human sperm in lab, cure for infertility. See, they're going to make you where you don't work, so you've got to go to the system to survive. It's to make you unnatural and take over your innate power. The attack on men and women coming together in passion and love and creating a new human and that bond with that little sweetie cake baby, the attack on that, the attack on the male and female, is a demonic abomination. The state and groups getting in between a man and a woman and their life together and acting like that's some big fight and that's some big war is the ultimate attack on the species. It's what aliens would do if they wanted to slowly kill off humans. They do it chemically, they do it culturally, they do it spiritually. And they've done it. And Dr. Group joins us to break down this war and some of the things that are admitted in mainline literature that can't reverse it all. Anybody that says that's, unless you catch this stuff really early, but can certainly jumpstart, get around the chemicals that turn off your switches and do other things. And that's basically what I've done. Part of being fertile is you're healthy, your skin's healthier, your eyes are sparkly, you're alive. And with natural compounds, exercise, pure water, meditation, prayer, a lot of the things, you can reduce some of the damage that's been done. But if you don't respond, and if you're not aware, you're really in trouble. And by the way, knowing you're under attack is also half the battle. Dr. Group, thank you so much for joining us today. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be on, and congratulations. I know you've been working really hard at getting yourself back in shape and getting healthy, and really it all comes down to, in men especially, we start losing our hormones, and infertility, sterility, the attack that we have on the population, the globe, it really comes down to endocrine-disrupting chemicals and a hormone imbalance that's being caused by many things that we talk about, fluoride, the phthalates, the BPH. But more and more, we're seeing individuals that are having problems getting pregnant. I mean, it's really hard for someone to bring a baby into this world these days, and that's all done by design, too, with the population control situation. But hormones are nothing more than chemical messengers in your body that allow for different systems and glands in your body to communicate with each other. And as I started doing more research, by the way, I had a book on getting pregnant and natural fertility that the FDA came in and made me take down. So I know firsthand that they're trying to keep this information to themselves and trying to restrict people from getting pregnant and using these scientific methods, these devices. They're trying exactly what you said. They're instigating divorce. They're instigating pornography. They're trying to separate the male and the woman. They're trying to separate those feelings of love and affection and natural childbirth. They've been doing that when they also went to cesarean sections instead of natural childbirth.
Now more than half in the U.S. are cesarean.
That's right. There's a lot more money and a lot less time involved with cesarean. And then they're also contaminating everybody, pregnant women now, especially with flu shots and vaccinations. So I wanted to come on today and talk about some natural methods people can use. And you mentioned also some of the robotic or futuristic techniques of what we're looking into. And that's something that we haven't even talked about. You've talked about the spider goats, but that's transgenics. And transgenics is actually an organism whose genomes have been altered by a gene from another species. And talking about fertility, this goes hand in hand because DARPA has been funding, not only DARPA, but the all of the military, the Army, Navy, Marines, and Big Pharma to test drugs using animals with human genes to bypass some of the FDA human clinical studies to test drugs safely. And now we even have transhumanist associations.
Sure, and there are animal rights, there are human rights lobbies. There is no transgenetic lobby. So they say a cow that's part human doesn't have any rights. And humanzies, even the Washington Post admitted a decade ago, they have in China and places like that, but also in Costa Rica, of all places, in government labs. These are almost completely human, but because they've added some chimpanzee genes, they claim that they have no rights because they're not chimpanzee, they're not human. And notice you don't hear PETA or anybody even talk about this. This just like I knew 20 years ago that Planned Parenthood was selling baby parts, and it was admitted in lawsuits then. Now everybody knows. Well, there are humanzees and other human primate crosses all over the place, and they're doing unspeakable horrors to these humanoids.
This is something that nobody really knows is going on, and there's billions and trillions of dollars being funded. I mean, even in...
It's a giant Manhattan Project on steroids.
Yeah, in 2006, the Department of Health funded Case Law School. It was close to $800,000 to develop guidelines for how to deal with human enhancement in the future, having part human, part animal, or part animal, part human. And at what point is it 25% human that they fall under constitutional rights? So this amount of money that was given to Case Law School was for them to develop government policy that can be extended to transhumanists. That's how the Constitution will affect the part human entity. So this stuff's been going on for a long time, and there's a race. It's like a nuclear race that we had with Russia back in the day.
Sure, they're going to find what they believe the keys to immortality. You just put the article on screen for viewers. This is all being documented by Dr. Group right now. And so this is the future. This is the world. This is why they act like we don't exist now. While we're watching football and acting cool, the elite know what the real discoveries are. Just what we know is incredible. That's not secret. How advanced, Dr. Group, do you really think all this is?
Well, I know for a fact that they've been able to use up to 50% human DNA right now. That has been documented. There's a transgenic facility at Arizona State University. There's a transgenic transhumanism organization at Stanford University. I think they're highly advanced, and I think a lot of the testing is underground. When you look at all of the black ops testing and genetic stuff, most of it, I think, is underground. Around.
Listen, my dad was one of the first dentists to do implants in the early 80s, and it wasn't just him. A bunch of the dentists he knew that were, you know, doing implants, they tried to hire him to take him to Maryland to a, quote, underground operation. He had been paid like double what he was making then. I remember the discussions around the table. He couldn't tell my mom because some of it was secret. And he won't even tell me something about it today because, you know, obviously he signed stuff. But just to discuss it, and it was cyborgs. It was cybernetics. And imagine if they were trying to hire a bunch of dentists in Dallas and oral surgeons. Can you imagine how big these projects are if in like 1982, 83 this was going on? Imagine how big it is now, Dr. Group.
There's nothing bigger right now with taking the most funding from our taxpayer dollars, believe it or not, because Obama is the one that overturned the restriction that Bush had signed that taxpayer money couldn't be used to fund stuff like stem cell research and transhumanism and gene transgenic operations.
Splicing.
So thanks to Obama, now a good percentage of our taxpayer money is going to these organizations. And that's not even including the black private funded operations. I mean, we are in a race with China right now and with Russia, and there's no stopping it. It's crazy to think that, I mean, they're merging the vision of wolves into humans for performance warfighters, and DARPA even. They took their information down, but they had it on their site talking about investing billions into extended performance warfighters. And that's been going on, like you said, since, you know, the early 2000s, even back to 1970. So that's something that, you know, we're talking about fertility and we're talking about hormones, but what's really going on, there's always something going on behind the scenes as we're looking at these transgenic humans, and now they're even talking about what to do and how they're going to put kill switches into these different types of humanoids. And you can look online right now, there's a big movement for Homo sapien 2.0 or modified humans, to where you can learn faster, your vision can become better, you become immortal, you don't die.
But here's the problem. Everything we're given has back doors and Trojan horses, and all the tech is making us stupider, slower. All the studies show it. It's not empowering us. What we're being given is enslaving us.
It's enslaving us. It's how to control us, and it's taking away. It's you're creating something by man instead of what was given to you by God. And the same thing's happening in the agricultural with genetically modified organisms. And basically, we're taking a soul, a human soul, and we're bringing in man-made science, and man is starting to create different types of genetically modified plants and genetically modified humans, and where this is going is not going to be good.
Well, we know exactly where it's going. They've already introduced chemicals, viruses into the food chain and the water supply and the vaccines to where soon no one will be able to have children. It'll be very, very rare. The children of men scenario, but don't worry, it won't work with two parents, it works with three parents. We will come and design your baby for you now, but of course it will have all the kill switches built into it. It's like all the new cars. Repo men are going out of business because the cars all just have kill switches on them. And even after you pay off your car, the kill switch is still there. Now the cops just get your license number, and they just issue a code from a helicopter, and your car stops. And people say, oh, that's great, that keeps us safe. No, we're having this electronic skin, these tentacles, wire into everything for this takeover. And this is the most incredible time ever to be alive, folks. Because here is the final equation. The people running the show think we're a scourge, say we're ugly, and want to wipe everybody out except themselves. You're living in a science fiction movie. So am I. It's real. It's happening. We're here raising the alarm for the new renaissance against the new dark age. We'll be back with Dr. Drew from Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The public really is in a trance. I know we've got callers even before Group got on, but he can speak to any issues. He's a really good friend of mine. Patriot, former Army Special Operations, his dad, famous chemist, helped develop bisphenol A and the rest of it. I've got all the mainstream articles here admitting what Group and others said, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that it was bisphenol A and chemicals that are killing the sperm, the fluoride, women's infertility is off the chart. And Dr. Group, I want to go over some of the things that we know do boost fertility in men and women, just some of the basic things, but I'm not saying this because we sell probably what's one of the best pure iodines out there. I mean, we know it's the purest we can find, the purest anybody's got that we know of. We'd get even purer if we could, the Survival Shield X2. But just from my own research and of course, your research, you die without iodine. And the government used to say put it in the salt. Since the 70s, it's been out. And that was even a crude form that's hard for the body to absorb, but better than nothing. How does iodine come in for fertility?
Well, iodine is extremely important for fertility. It's probably one of the first and foremost things because it's balancing out the endocrine system. When you look at the endocrine system, which contains multiple glands, and really the endocrine system is nothing more than glands that produce and regulate hormone secretions. And whenever you have hormone balance, you're in health. Whenever your hormones are out of whack, you're going to be suffering from fatigue, pains everywhere, infertility, sterility. I mean, you could probably link practically every single disease mechanism to a hormone imbalance. But iodine is one of the substances that's missing in practically everybody. There's been massive studies that show iodine deficiency linked to infertility, brain health, lower IQ. And not only that, it's an endocrine system balancer. So what iodine does is helps balance out your endocrine system, which is all your glands, including your gut, which is the number one endocrine gland in the body, the biggest and largest. And it helps not only balance out, and iodine is also, by the way, necessary for hormone production, but it also helps detoxify the other toxic halogens like fluoride and chlorine and bromine from the body. So,
I mean, I cannot tell people. I mean, people can read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Just getting off of this for a moment. I cannot tell people. Because I remember growing up and seeing like health nut hippies, master swimmers, people I knew, my mom's friends. And I'd see like a jug of water with a little bit of pink in it. And I'd say, what's that? And they were just putting raw, you know, cruddy iodine, and these people look great. They're like, iodine, man, you got to have it. So I know the hippies always knew this, or, you know, kind of the health nuts, but it's just so incredible that you said, watch out, you may have a, you know, detoxifying event within 3 to 4 weeks. About 3 weeks later, I felt crappy for about 5 days, and then I don't want to get gross, but all this stuff was coming out of my skin, other things. Why was it doing that, Dr. Group, from your research?
Well, from our research, it pulls out the toxic halogens like bromine, chlorine, and fluorine. And so
is that why you feel bad a few weeks in? You start sloughing it?
Well, not only that, it'll also start pulling out some of the other chemicals and toxins, and it'll start pulling it out from the thyroid and all the other cells in the body. And especially if you have, you know, back then you were also 40 pounds heavier. So because iodine is absorbed by all the fat cells, and fat cells actually store toxins, whether it's phthalates. I mean, we could list a million toxins, but everybody's different. You might have more phthalates stored, or somebody else might have more phytoestrogens or xenoestrogens or something like that, or pesticides, insecticides, herbicides. It just depends on it. When you start pulling out all those chemicals and toxins from all the cells, then they go back into your bloodstream, and that causes a Herxheimer reaction, and then you can have headaches, you can be more fatigued for a few days, and that's why we recommend drinking a lot of water. Usually people that are a little bit overweight, the heavier you are, the more chances are that you're going to experience a Herxheimer reaction.
And let's be clear, everybody's different. If somebody's thyroid is already really screwed up, already having problems, and you push this in, and it starts pushing out bad halogens that had it filled, that you might, something bad might happen. I mean, people really should talk to their physician before taking X2, shouldn't they, Dr. Group?
Yeah, they should, no doubt about it. But that's also why talking about infertility, and one of the main causes for women actually is polycystic ovarian and cysts everywhere. And we know that the accumulation of cysts, whether it's in men or women,
it's epidemic in women. Almost every woman I know is getting cysts, even at young ages, on their ovaries, you name it. What's going on?
And thyroid, too. People are being diagnosed with thyroid cysts, and everybody's being diagnosed with hypo, or Hashimoto's thyroid disorders. And that's all linked specifically to an iodine deficiency. And I'm not, you know, one that promotes you being on 30, 40 different supplements every single day. But iodine, there's no doubt that children and adults, in my opinion, like you said, talk to your natural or your healthcare practitioner. But that's something that you're just not going to get
And let's explain. If you don't have iodine, your body will absorb the bad halogens to run and operate. And then that's when this stuff starts up. I mean, the bromide, the bromine, the chlorine, the fluoride, that's in the same family. That's what goes in there.
That's right. And iodine is actually toxic in itself, when it comes from the earth. We have to take it through a detoxification process to where it's already broken down into the iodine that's naturally broken down in, let's say, plants like kelp. So
that's why ours turns purple and all the other dark blue on paper. Others turn red because it's still bound? Or explain that to me.
Well, it's in a monoatomic state. Basically, iodine in its natural crystalline form, if you take it from the earth, it's going to gas out. And if you breathe that gas in, it can be toxic to you. It can burn the tissues and work as an oxidant. So what we do is we use a proprietary technique to where we almost simulate it going through the processes in the body to where it has a negative charge on it to where it's a monatomic form of iodine, exactly what would happen if it was broken down in your liver. That's also another reason why we recommend doing liver cleansing and then also doing intestinal cleansing as well to get everything working properly in your body. So your body can actually eliminate the chemicals and toxins that you're pulling out of the tissues properly.
Well, I just wish I'd have known all this earlier. It is a game changer to know my hormones have been manipulated by the globalists through the food, the water, the rest of it, and that there are these natural compounds. I want to go to some phone calls across the board, a bunch of different issues, political, you name it. But Dr. Group, also, what are some of the other game changers that people aren't aware of for male and female fertility? I mean, what can males do with an 87, 90% sperm drop across the Western world because of our loving friends, the New World Order? Is there any way to counter that?
Yes, there is. I mean, it's balancing your hormones naturally, and the first thing you want to do is try to avoid as many of the harmful hormone-disrupting chemicals, and endocrine-disrupting chemicals out there, which are going to be your fluoride, your vaccine.
So don't get TV dinners and put them in the microwave, which heats up the bisphenol A and basically gives you a sterile dose.
Yeah, but I tell you one, and that's the reason why I develop and you promote some of these things. The super male vitality, the super female vitality, that was developed using natural herbs that have been tested for over thousands of years to help you naturally balance your hormones. I mean, we talk about the things that restrict hormones and how hormones get out of balance, and you can eliminate those things. But especially with males are really affected these days. 50% of the infertility problems have to do with males these days. And so it's not just the females like we thought years ago. So now that's why we came out with exclusive, unique formulas that we can balance or help the body naturally balance the hormone levels to increase the body's ability to produce testosterone, DHEA, all growth hormone, all these things that naturally decrease from the age of 28 in males. And not only for men, but you have the super female vitality, which is going to naturally balance out the estrogen and progesterone balance in females, because we really do have what's called estrogen dominance these days. I mean, with soy and being in everything and all of the other things that we've talked about. So what, it's not if you have a hormone imbalance or not. 10 out of 10 people right now over the age of 28 have hormone imbalance. That's why the adrenal glands get affected. That's why people are having thyroid problems. That's why people are having mood swings. That's why you have so many people suffering from depression, anxiety.
Because this modern society is so unnatural, so toxic.
Right. And if you have a solution for that by cleansing the body, cleansing the liver, utilizing the Survival Shield X2, the iodine, the super male vitality, the super female vitality, you're able to eliminate some of those hormone disrupting chemicals that are coming into your body on a daily basis. It's about addressing the root cause. It's not go find somebody who can do IVF on you, or, you know, utilizing all these different types of techniques, growing sperm in laboratories and implanting it. You have the ability, you have the self-healing mechanism within your own body to heal anything. It's just being suppressed.
Exactly. Why has it got to be in a test tube? Instead, we can use our own body as the test tube.
Well, they never want you to know the truth. They never want you to know how you can fix yourself or how your body can repair itself. And that's what our whole mission is to let people know that you have the ability to do all this yourself. All you have to do is cleanse your body. All you have to do is take the proper supplements, all the things that you currently have in the InfoWarsLife.com store over there are going to address all the issues that we're battling every single day, whether it be from chemtrails in the air or GMO foods or fluoride in the water. It doesn't matter. There's a solution. Or toxins in the air on how you can purify your own air. But once you reduce the amount of chemicals and toxins coming into your body on a regular basis, then your body's self-healing mechanism can activate again. And it's something, especially with the super male and super female vitality, that I take, my wife takes, the older we get. And nowadays you have women and men that wanted to wait till they were 35 or 40 years old before they have a child. And they're running into the situation where the male's hormones are decreased, the woman's has high estrogen content and low progesterone, and their hormones are out of balance. The woman is suffering from ovarian cyst or polycystic ovary disease. And what is modern medicine doing for that? They're obviously not telling them that they need to clean their body. And besides that, wouldn't you want to have a clean, healthy body before you want to conceive?
Well, yeah, I mean, people ought to at least try it. I mean, that's what I'm saying, and clearly it is absolutely a huge mitigating factor for folks. I want to go to calls that were even here before you were here, Dr. Griffin. I always love to get your views on the rest of the world when we go out to dinner or hang around the office here, so we're going to do that. And then if people have time to call in after these callers are gone, I know we can always load the phones with folks that want to ask you different questions. Supermel Vitality is back in next week. You can order it now. It arrives on Monday. Superfemal Vitality is in stock, so you can now order those at InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. And your purchases does make this whole media operation possible. So thank you. Please also support our local AM/FM affiliates, become sponsors, or support local sponsors. That's just as important as supporting us as well. Simon, well, before we go to Simon, man, Dr. Grip, what do you make of Russia hitting those ISIS targets and now already driving them out of many areas, turning the ISIS Saudi Arabian Western-backed offensive? Russia's tried to come to the U.S. to have meetings with the Defense Department about coordinated strikes. They're trying to meet with U.S. diplomats. This only happens, for folks that don't know, at the beginning of World War II, the Japanese stopped seeing their diplomatic counterparts 2 days before Pearl Harbor. So it's unprecedented that diplomatic connections, even in the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, were going on. Diplomatic connections have now been severed. Russia's been kicked out of the G8. I don't think for, not our audience is very smart, but for the general public, I don't think they realize, Dr. Grip, this is unprecedented.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We've been talking about all the events that have been happening, and it's just a hundredfold, it seems like, since, let's say, July of this year. I mean, coming into August, September, October. All
we can feel it. We talked about it. The dread. Yeah.
Right. It's just a culmination of everything. It's not, you know, I'm not the type of guy, I meditate every single day, that has anxiety, but I've been feeling just this anxiety that's coming over me. And it's so strange because usually I keep myself pretty calm. All these things that are happening in Russia and all over the world, it's creating an extreme amount of fear and anxiety. I mean, when that's all that people, you know, you got to still 90% of the world's population watches mainstream media. Hopefully it's less than that by now, but you can almost look at people walking around
and tell.
You just suck in their anxiety or something. I'll try to like put a force field around myself or something because it's crazy. It's just this fear.
Well, they're also so incredibly unconscious and stupid, so they're just being fed everything to their subconscious. They have no shield. And you're also picking up the fact that the public's turning evil. Not everybody. Folks are either getting better or they're getting worse. I don't think there's an in-between now. But people are also just buying into the spirit of the world. People are hating each other. And it's just very wicked. It's being programmed so we don't stand up for each other when they pull the switch. Simon in Florida on the Russian ministry briefing this morning. Simon, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, my friend. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know about the briefing from this morning for the Russian Foreign Ministry. It was tweeted out like four different times by RT, and they've since removed those tweets. and the link that didn't work for the video, the live video, and then they posted it on YouTube, and then they shut that video down.
Okay, what was it?
I sent you guys.
It was the ministry meeting. What happened?
Well, it was in Russian. I'm hoping you guys can translate it. That's why I was getting to you.
Okay, but you're wondering why they pulled it down?
I'm wondering. It was the headlines that really got my attention. One of them was, no one knows where arms sent to rebels by U.S. will end up. Another one was, Syrian army advancing on extremists. Russia believes U.S. reaction to Dutch MH17 report aimed at distorting public opinion. And the other one was, the YouTube one was, attack on Russian embassy in Syria, a result of propaganda. So I figured you guys would want to look at that and maybe translate the video, let everybody know what that is about.
Well, there's just huge escalations. What do you make of the U.S. diplomats refused to meet with the Russian foreign minister for a week?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm wondering if, you know, in Crimea, if they're pulling some of the same stuff as Putin's doing that, or the same thing we're doing over there. I don't know. I see tweets about that all the time.
Well, it's really heating up. Anything else, Simon?
Yeah. Is Bernie Sanders the voice of the aardvark from the Pink Panther cartoons?
Actually, I think it is. I think he did do the voice of the aardvark. That's a good point, sir. Thank you. George and others, your calls are straight ahead with Dr. Edward Grubb. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best tasting non-GMO gluten-free long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. Remember, powerprepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
Some of the articles up on Infowars.com. MTV says you're sexist if you hate selfies. I'm not kidding. Democrat calls out politicians with armed guards, defend Second Amendment at debate. New airline to fly migrants directly into Sweden, so they're going to fly them expressly. Just whoever can get on the plane, You're going to be flown into Sweden. Everything's free. EU diplomat says, my government believes Obama is quite mentally unwell. I'm going to cover that in the next 5 minutes, and then Leanne McAdoo is going to be hosting the fourth hour today, and she's going to get into the latest on the BLM land grab in Texas and the EPA bullying people. We're going to go over some of the highlights of the debate last night with the Democrats and a lot more. That is in the fourth hour today with Leanne McAdoo. Dr. Group, I want to go back to calls, but what is your view of political correctness and the backlash we're seeing to it?
I don't know that we can I could say that there is such thing as political correctness right now. What I'm trying to do and what I've been focusing on is not really paying too much attention to what's going on there and trying to help as many people as I can with the stress that they're under. I mean, there's just an epidemic right now of stress. People skipping meals. They're not sleeping. The insomnia.
Sure. So what you're saying is the answer is fight politically, be involved, but first take care of ourselves. Get that straight. That's something we can at least do something about.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm looking at the how to work with people as to, you know, dealing with how they can handle their life, because everybody's life is in shambles. You know, down here in Houston, the oil and gas mecca, people are getting laid off left and right, watching all this stuff. It's not just the political scene that's going on, but it's a multitude coming at every different angle of scenes. Everybody I know now, because they're in a chronic state of stress, their cortisol, because stress really increases your stress hormone, which is cortisol. Cortisol interferes with the balance of hormones and neurotransmitters, and the neurotransmitters are the chemicals that regulate your mood.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. I want to jam in some more calls here. George is on flu shots. Man, you talk about the walking dead. Anybody can just search three flu shots doubles Alzheimer's, CBS News, you know, from 10 years ago, and then a bunch of other stories, new studies. Taking the flu shot doubles your chances of getting flu. Type in, flu shot has never been effective. They never guessed the right mutation. It's a giant hoax, but I see all these idiots lining up to take it. It's amazing. George in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to be talking with you, and it's happened to be about flu shots in Delaware. They're so desperate in Delaware that you pull up to a red light and they'll come over and give you a flu shot. No charge. And,
It's because the government really loves you. That's why they're doing that.
Oh, okay. I guess I was wrong about them. I thought they were nice guys. Maybe they ain't. Anyway, I also want to mention to you about the Social Security not getting their raise. They say because the
Fuel cost. Fuel cost has gone down, so you don't get your cost of living increase. Yeah.
Yes. Well, how about the old people that don't even drive and don't use gas, and they get, you know, their cost of living keeps going up, their rent goes up, their food and all that, but they don't deserve a raise because gas is down. That's not fair to the old people.
Absolutely. God bless you. Great points. I tried to turn the radio off in the background, guys. I just want to hear you. No, that's a great point. Obviously, there's inflation across the board, except in a few commodities. And Social Security, they've always been cooking those numbers. It's very hard for folks to live on the Social Security. Dr. Group?
No, I agree with that. I haven't heard about the Delaware situation with them coming up and trying to give vaccines to you while you're still in your car.
It's actually happening all over the country. They have them at red lights now trying to give you shots, yeah. Stay there, Dr. Green. We're going to be back in 70 seconds. Some stations don't carry it. Infowars.com/show. And Leanne McAdoo takes over in about 8 minutes from now. Leanne McAdoo herself. Stay with us.
GCNLive.com today.